Hello again and welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And welcome to the show. 206-208-3918 is the voicemail number. You can leave a voicemail. Nobody has left us one since yet. Our last show. No robots, not even us faking it. Info@tiptaptip.com is our email. And if you want to participate on our forums, tiptaptip.com/forum. I'm going to get right into things here.
You always do.
I always get right into things. I just don't fuck around. I got stuff to do. I got a show to do. And it's no time for talking about...
Well, what else are we going to do?
I don't know. Judge orders U2 CDs to be destroyed in Wales. A judge has ordered U2 fans' entire music collection to be destroyed. Wow.
What?
Okay. If you can believe that. Carl Wasona, 44, of Greig, South Wales, played the Irish rockers at such a high volume that his neighbors complained to the police, reports The Sun. After he admitted breaching the police at Pointy Prid Court, a judge ordered that his entire collection of CDs, tapes, records, and audio equipment to be destroyed. That's a pretty harsh sentence.
Yeah, that is.
Give him a fine. Give him a harsh fine. Don't destroy his entire collection. That's really,
That's really expensive.
It's really expensive. It's kind of mean.
And then also, if he has something that's really rare that you can't get anymore.
Speaking of the case, one neighbor said the noise was unbearable. It was like a drag queen's party. Wasona is also reported to have repeatedly played Cher's 1998 hit Believe It full volume, prompting complaints.
Yeah, destroy Cher's CD. That's
and actually, I take that back. Anybody who's going to be playing that deserves to be destroyed, as well as their music collection. Now, if you heard this song playing at such high volumes repeatedly in your neighbor's house, you know what? I'd probably want his entire music collection destroyed, too.
Yeah, but he can always just go out and buy more music and play it loud, too. It's not going to stop him from...
Let me see if I can make you change your mind.
No, but he can just buy this CD again.
Now, are you sure about your...
Buy this CD again.
I think you should rethink that. Take time to believe it. But after all is said and done, you're gonna be the only one. Do you believe in life after love?
Drag queens really like her, hey?
I don't see.
I think it's because she looks like a man.
She sure looks like a man.
She does.
Really, right? All right. I think I'm having enough of this. Yep.
I like that song when it came out, though.
It was a fucking big hit. Yeah. But I remember...
It's actually good. It's a good song to listen to while cutting hair.
Well, that's a beat, but it's not something I'd put on. Do you believe in love after love?
I don't like it. It's too repetitive.
No?
No.
No?
No, stop it.
What? Okay. we are still having our contest on the forums, the manga eyes your face.
Has anyone else done that?
Nobody else done shit to it. TipTapTip.com/forum. Go to the talk.
Is it really hard to put your manga face on?
There's
there?
A link to do. You did it yourself?
No, you. I did the manga face, and you put it on there.
All what you do is you finish making your face. You put in your email address. It sends you a picture attached to the email. You take that picture, and then you write your little thing on the forums, and then click attach. Point it to the picture. Attach it to that. Boom. Mason did it, and he's pretty fucking retarded.
I know, but he knows how to use a computer.
That's what he tells people.
Oh, you're so weird.
He's kind of a mongoloid. But he didn't hear it from me.
It's a mongoloid.
You know the funny way that Mason looks? Think about it.
Is it like Neanderthal man?
Yeah. It's kind of like that.
You're so nice to your friends.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We were going to be going, I have a birthday weekend coming up.
Happy birthday, Eric.
Not yet. Let me,
September 1st.
September 1st.
You're going to be 40.
Yeah, I'm going to be 41. If you can believe it.
41?
43, sorry.
43.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
43 years old on September 1st, 1900 is when I was born.
So the year 1900.
Yeah. So it's happening this Sunday. The original plans were to go gun shooting guns.
Yeah.
But that didn't really work out. Just because I'd talked to a coworker of mine, and he said, I mentioned the idea to him, and he said that, oh, watch the microphone, baby.
Yeah.
And he said that at the gun range, for whatever reason, there's a bullet shortage. And all the good guns that all the fun guns that one would want to shoot, they don't have bullets for. So
really?
Yeah.
That's weird. Maybe it's because they're all being used in Iraq.
Yeah.
Or Afghanistan.
Overseas, I'm sure there's plenty of bullets being used. Our follow-up idea was paintball.
And it's because all the Vietnamese gangs have the bullets.
Yeah, that's right. We're so going to get shot.
Yeah.
And that didn't work out. It's because getting out there, it's kind of a pain in the ass, and we're friends of cars. We don't either.
I was thinking we could rent a car, or rent a bus, or rent a limo, and go out there.
A limo to fucking paintball?
Yeah. To go travel in style.
It's paintball.
I know, but
there's no style of paintball. You put on a crappy jumpsuit.
I want to go in one of those limos that, well, it looks like a bus, but then in the inside, it's like the inside of a bar.
This isn't fucking grade 12 grad, all right?
I know, that is what my sister did for her grade 12 grad, but it looked like so much fun.
Fit 30 people
in there. Party on the wheels.
30 people in there, but it's about like 10 bucks a crack.
Yeah.
Jeez. Speaking of paintball, I found this video on the internet about stupid.
I don't really like guys that are into paintball.
This is something else.
Okay, do it.
All right. Fucking paintball weirdos.
All right. Alec here lost the bet, so he's got to shoot himself in the mouth with a paintball gun.
Fuck.
I'll be doing the shooting. And
can you turn it up a bit?
It's very loud.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It's probably just my headphones. You're right.
Let me just go back a little bit here, because it's just completely crazy. Can you hear yourself now?
Yeah.
All right. Alec here lost the bet, so he's got to shoot himself in the mouth with a paintball gun. I'll be doing the shooting.
Holy fuck.
That's, okay, that's fucking nuts.
Yeah, that's completely crazy. This is what happens when the internet happens.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as...
It's like, how crazy can we get
that
people will watch our videos?
Me being one of them. Like, the problem with the internet is because everyone wants to be famous in their own little way, ourselves included, they'll do the dumbest shit to get a bit of notoriety. Ourselves aren't accepted from that. But
hey, that's almost like art.
But we're not shooting paintballs in each other's mouths.
Yeah, but they could probably say that this was art, too.
This is not art. This is just fucking dumb fucks who have nothing else better to do.
I
want to
see this.
All right.
And he just got to take paintball, basically open up his mouth, Full Metal Jacket style, shoot him right in the mouth. But to prove to everyone that it's painting here, you know, there's all our paintballs. We'll shoot the tree.
Jeez. Okay.
See that there's paint in there?
That's a tree. Imagine that being the inside of your mouth.
Well, I wonder how far away he's going to have to stand.
No, it's like fucking point blank in the mouth.
Ew.
Yeah.
Alright. And... Alright. It's your turn, friend. go ahead and hand me the camera.
I'll just take it. I don't. This isn't. Something bad's gonna happen.
Really? Something's bad's gonna happen, dumb fuck. So your friend is gonna be shooting a paintball in your fucking mouth.
No, it's all good. It's all good, dude.
Well, it's just gonna sting for a bit. I'll fucking drink some Dr. Pepper, it'll be good.
Yeah.
Okay. Paintball mouth. I'm cool. Bye.
Let's do it. Let me get situated here. He's a little nervous right now.
Well, I wonder why.
Ugh. All right, we got the gun up. He looks a little nervous.
Oh, look, okay, idiot.
Kid of maybe about 15, 16 years old. Yeah. His friend's probably about 18 years old.
Douchebag shirt.
About to get fucked in the mouth with a paintball.
Take his gun right in the mouth. I'm going to pull the trigger.
Oh, Jesus.
And let him have
it. Oh, jeez. No.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Oh!
One.
Oh!
You all right? Oh, there's the paint.
Oh.
Dude, you need help? You alright? That looks like blood next to it. Dude, I'll go. 2.
Oh, in case.
1.
Oh.
1.
Oh.
You know how much that. Have you ever gotten hit by a paintball?
Yeah, I've gotten welts on my ass from paintballs.
Yeah, I know. I can't imagine that.
You know, I've gone paintballing wearing like a full on coverall, head to toe. I'm wearing pants or whatever underneath. I still got like big circular bruises from where the. Now imagine, you know how soft and tender the skin on the inside of your mouth is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it looked like he was holding the gun on an angle, so it probably, like, instead of it going right into the back of his mouth, it looked like it would go to the side, like, back of his cheek.
It's a paintball in your fucking mouth real close. I don't, you know, whether it's dead on off the air, it's going to hurt one fucking way.
Oh, yeah, just because there's so much pressure.
Holy fuck. What?
He's like, oh, are you okay, man? Are you okay, man?
Oh, I think that's blood.
No, you just fucking shot a paintball on my fucking mouth.
Dumb.
Oh, I think it's blood. Oh, I wonder why.
I wonder why. Oh, dear. Actually,
guys are so dumb. It's like competition to see how big of balls you have. Okay, here is another interesting article. Typo.
This is a title
fixer
I added.
Fixer Uppers?
I called it Typo Fixer Uppers because when I printed it, the actual title didn't print. So okay. That's the title I gave it.
Okay.
Typo Fixer Uppers.
When it comes to marking up historic signs, good grammar is a bad defense. Two self-styled vigilantes against typos who defaced a more than 60-year-old hand-painted sign at Grand Canyon National Park were sentenced to probation and banned from national parks for a year. Jeff Deck and Benjamin Herson pleaded guilty August 11th for the damage done March 28th at the park's Desert View Watchtower. The sign was made by Mary Elizabeth Jane Coulter, the architect who designed the rustic 1930s watchtower and other Grand Canyon area landmarks. Deck and Herson, both 28, toured the United States this spring, wiping out errors on government and private signs. They were interviewed by NPR and the Chicago Tribune, which called them a pair of Kerouacs armed with Sharpies and erasers.
I call them a bunch
righteous indignation.
I call them a bunch of fucking stupid losers. What these guys have been doing, it's been going around to monuments, you know, the little plaques you see saying this is.
Well, let me finish reading it.
All right, read.
An affidavit by National Park Service against Christopher A. Smith said investigators learned of the vandalism from an internet site operated by DEC on behalf of the Typo Eradication Advancement League, or TEAL. Authorities said a diary written by Deck reported that while visiting the watchtower, he and Herson discovered a hand-rendered sign inside that, I regret to report, contained a few errors. The fiberboard sign has yellow lettering with a black background. Deck wrote that they used a marker to cover an erroneous apostrophe, put the apostrophe in its proper place with whiteout, and added a comma. The misspelled word immense was not fixed. Deck wrote, because I was reluctant to disfigure the sign any further. Still, I think I shall be haunted by that perversity immense in my train whistle blighted dreams tonight. Deck of Somerville, Mass. and Massachusetts and Hurston of Virginia Beach, VA, pleaded guilty to conspiracy to vandalize government property. They were sentenced to a year's probation, during which they cannot enter any national park or modify any public sign. They were also ordered to pay $3,035 to repair the watchtower sign. The Teal website now has only this message: statement on the signage of our national parks and public lands to come, without a period.
Okay.
So
these guys are going around. They're these guys who think they, you know, yes, they know their grammar, but they go around and they're fixing grammatical mistakes on signs and plaques and memorials and stuff. Idiots. You know, yes, they are yes, you're fixing grammatical mistakes. Grammatical mistakes. There's a fucking error for you. But still, like, they take this stupid nerd high road. Like, they think they fucking know everything.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, they have a bachelor's.
You know what? They probably just graduated.
They're fucking bachelors of English.
Exactly.
And
it's like, what can we do our thesis on? I know.
And they're,
you know, those signs that have bad grammar.
And they're fake outraged by these signs just because it's, you know, something to do. I'm outraged about this sign, and this misspelling keeps me up at night. Fuck off. It does not keep you up at night. You're just saying that it keeps you up at night just because you have something to say, and so you can get a fucking story, and so two assholes like us can read you on the fucking internet and fuck you and fuck your grammar. Assholes. All right. I got that on my system.
All right. I bet you they're, like, really nasty and they're both virgins.
Yeah. Because, really, who would fuck them? Yeah. Seriously. Last episode, you were we had the
misplaced comma.
I just, you know, you're just making me fucking angry. These stupid fucking geeks. All right. I'm going to change the subject because I'm just going to get more angry. Last episode, you were talking about elf ears and how you want them.
Yeah.
And now I have a solution I found on the internet on how you can get your own elf ears.
Season's greetings.
All right. It's a Christmas theme thing, so.
Okay.
Season's greetings. I'm Matt Kale, and on behalf of Expert Village,
I think it's just really creepy that he's
bending down behind an elf.
All right.
Where are your hands?
First of all, let me sort of visualize this for you. Visualizes the word grammar, fucking assholes. This piece. Oh, fuck me. Guy, maybe 20 years old, in elf costume, his rosy cheeks. Looks like he's wearing lipstick, wearing an elf hat, and he's. The film
person
starts,
who's talking is basically bending down behind the elf.
Okay, elf go. Looks a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you today how to create an elf costume. Okay, now, elves do not have exactly the same ears as humans. In most traditions, elves have pointy ears, like some other science fiction aliens do. So, we're basically going to use our little sharp ear tips. And these are pretty easy to do. There are a couple ways of applying them. The first I'll describe is the easiest, which is where you basically take the ear tip, and you're going to put it over the round ear, and you're going to kind of tuck it down around.
Now, I've made my own glue. And I'm going to apply it to the ears. But how can you apply it without a Q-tip? I've made my own glue, and I can apply it without my hands.
Ew.
Like that, again, being careful on your ear.
What are you?
And you're going to leave it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I get that. That's gross.
Now, you can also apply some makeup to it.
Those are stupid.
Those are the shittiest elf ears I've even seen. First of all,
why would you want to show me this? This is not what I'm talking about.
There's 30 seconds left. Just watch the rest of this video.
Okay.
But essentially, this is the effect. There's your elf ear. It's nice and pointy. Now, the other way to apply this is if you expect to be doing lots of crazy dancing or other big movements throughout the evening,
dancing.
You should consider
hands come out of the fucking left side of the screen. Dancing!
Pointy ear to the rest of your ear. And you can actually do this with gum spirits, which are a pretty great, you know, generally.
Or gum spirit.
A safe way to adhere makeup appliances to your ear. So that's another thing to do. But in general, probably putting the pointy ears here with a good grip is going to get you there for your elf costume.
Worst fucking ears I've ever seen. They're not even the right complexion. They're like this really pale, kind of yellowy thing.
Yeah, it looks gross.
And the guy in the elf costume guy's just like,
oh, I feel sorry for him.
It's like, hi, how are you?
I'm an elf.
I also did a bit more research on elf ears, and this is the first thing that came up when I did a Google video search for elf ears. I can't understand a word this guy is saying. If you can, let me know.
Hello again. So as the title might suggest, you are wondering, what the fucking hell is he going on about now? Well, who gives a shit? Because I certainly do. Shit, I mean, don't.
Scottish people, do you really talk like that? Really?
Is that where he's from?
You know, well, you know how good we are with accents, but...
Yeah, I always get Scottish and Irish mixed up.
Oh, don't you do that. They'll kill you.
I know.
Right, I've always had elf ears. Look at them bad boys. Fuck, don't look at my face. Look at them. What is that thing? Looks like the fucking Mount Everest. Look, goes up and it goes down. You know, and people take piss out of me for my elf ears. I'm proud of them, you know what I'm saying? I should show them off with pride. You know what I mean? You know what, love? Look at my elf ears. I do get chicks and shit licking my ears. And I feel... Oh, seriously. You see? Huh? I've got elf ears. I mean, like I said before, people take piss out of me for my elf ears, but to be honest, I do not give a shit. This is... You know, this body here was in my dad's bollocks at one time.
Oh.
And then I got shot out like a rocket into a fucking tunnel. And then... down near the bloody sewer works and background and bloody out of a long tube of pussycat and then in a hospital and then fucking me, I'm born! My elf ears. Oh well.
I fucking hate the internet. I quit the internet. I'm done.
Good, because that video, I can't believe somebody would put that on the internet.
I quit the internet. I quit everything. Just move me out to the mountains, because I... It's... grammar jerks. Guys with cameras on YouTube. People shooting fucking paintballs in their friend's mouth.
I can't believe he called his mom's uterus and vagina a pussy shoot.
I think he called it a pussy cat, but you know.
No, pussy shoot. Oh, the pussy shoot.
Maybe. I'm done. Internet, I quit. Seriously, if this is the best you got, this is the best you can give me when I type in elf ears, I'm done.
Do you see my sparkly socks?
Yeah, those are nice. Too bad they're made out of acrylic.
Why, do they smell?
They're made out of acrylic, yeah.
I think it smells good.
Yeah, you can just put your foot down there, please. Thank you. All right, moving on. All right, let's see Harry Potter get out of this one. Bollywood producers are set to release a film called Harry Potter, that's HARIPUTTAR, a comedy of terrors. They're working to fend off a lawsuit filed by Warner Brothers that claims the movie title hews too closely to their mega famous wizard franchise.
What's their wizard franchise?
Harry Potter.
Oh. Yeah, kind of the same.
Well,
greet you.
Well, I was just thinking, Pootar, that sounds like Harry Pootang, and that would be like something totally different.
Where the fuck is your mind? Elf ears. I read it and I'm like, oh, Harry Potter. Obviously. You listen to it and you're like getting something completely different out of this.
Okay.
Anyways, while Bollywood films often borrow liberally from Western movies, producers of Harry Pootar, a comedy of terror, said their movie bears no resemblance to any film in the Harry Potter series. There's absolutely nothing to link Harry Pootar with Harry Potter, says Munish Puri, chief executive officer of Mumbai-based producer Mircheap Movies. Harry is a common name in India, and Pootar is Punjabi for son, he said. Even if it does rhyme with Harry Potter, surely there's no limit to cases, said some other guy, editor of some magazine. The film was not a tale of wizard spells or flying broomstick, but rather a story of an Indian boy left home alone who fights off burglars. That sounds like another movie we know. When his parents go away on vacation, a plot more reminiscent of the film Home Alone starring Macaulay Culkin. Okay.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers is seeking an injunction against the film, which is set for release September 12th. Hearings began Monday, and the next is scheduled for September 2nd, one day after my birthday. Happy birthday. Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to make a whistling sound for your birthday.
Can't you whistle with your lips?
Well, I wanted to do it with a bottle.
Okay. Warner Brothers spokeswoman Deborah Lincoln confirmed that the company has filed a lawsuit against the producers of Harry Pootar. Warner Brothers values and protects its intellectual property rights. However, it is our policy not to discuss publicly the details of any ongoing litigation, she said in an email to the Associated Press.
So did you find any grammatical errors in that article that you'd like to correct for us?
Yeah, well, yeah, how about I just send those articles to those dumb fucks who are desecrating science and stuff? How do you like them apples? Let's see this keep you up at night. I'll send them a copy for show notes, because I'm sure there's many fucking grammatical errors in those.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you like them apples, dumb fucks? Good for you. Yeah.
No, smart fucks.
Smart asses.
Smart Alex.
Smart asses. I know you don't follow politics, but the Republican National... Or, sorry, the Democratic National Convention...
Oh, are you serious? You're going to talk about politics?
Trust me, this...
Can I just go in the other room?
No, you can...
Okay, just make it quick.
Let me just... man, remind me never to bring up politics again. Note, politics... No show.
You think you know that already?
I thought I'd slip one past the goalie, but apparently you're on the ball and you're not letting me.
Can you do it?
All right. The Democratic National Convention. That's basically the big convention. Everybody gets together, and Obama's chosen his running mate, Joe Biden, and then Republican National Convention. It's going on Monday. The reason I'm even bringing this up is I found a video, a Republican, a more conservative person that you might have not realized is a conservative, but you may have seen clearly Savigny sucking his cock in The Brown Bunny. Vincent Gallo talking on why he is a conservative.
Oh my goodness, I don't want to have his children anymore.
This is actually really interesting.
I don't know if people think it feels good if I sort of enjoy being disliked or unpopular, but I don't.
Not every conservative I met wants to break into Hollywood. Vincent Gallo is a New York hipster who makes independent films. He wrote, directed, and starred in Buffalo 66, which premiered at the Sundance Film Festival. This spring, he attended a New York fashion show with the president's daughter, and now he's the GOP's newest heartthrob.
I'm from the art world, music underground. The personalities in Hollywood are a joke to me. I mean, I've never been on a film set in my life and felt that I was part of the real, a real cultural group. The Republicans are portrayed as a bunch of mainstream white rednecks religious fanatics, and evil corporate leaders. You know, it's simply not true. You know, I considered myself a radical, always, but an extremely conservative radical. I went to an event in school called Father and Son Night, and the entertainment was a projection of NFL Films documentary on Super Bowl III, the Jets against the Baltimore Colts. And I got extremely caught up in the politics of what it meant for the Baltimore Colts, led by the extremely conservative, humble, incredibly gifted Johnny Unitas, versus the new, cocky, self-centered, alcohol-addicted, womanizing, flashy, hippie, counterculture New York Jets. I hate them. And I fall in love with Johnny Unitas in a way that, I mean, he was my first true idol. He was the man that I would hope one day to be. My fantasy is not having the Republican Party become more like me. My fantasy is becoming more like the stereotype of the Republican Party. I wish that I looked more like George Will.
Oh!
Was Scalar just trying to get attention? I wasn't sure, so I asked him if he was really serious.
Mm-hmm. It would be easy to diminish me or shrug me off as a prankster. If people said I was a provocateur, it's only been something that's been used to diminish my work and the quality of my work.
Now, Vincent Gallo, you know how he's pretty outspoken, but I bet you had no idea that he was. He's even more conservative than I am, so in a lot of respects.
I mean, I can see him. I don't know. That I know it, kind of fits together because he is probably the most anal person I could ever imagine. Like
he would,
directing star.
I would never want to work with him because
he's
so very particular about his art, like whether that's music, making movies, or whatever. Like
he does everything.
He basically does everything because he comes from this, from the belief that the only person that can really make, the art,
make it good is him.
Is him, yeah. So, but at the same time, the Brown Bunny and the Claude Sevigny scene.
Yeah, but Republicans fuck.
Yeah, but Republicans don't also. Well, not all of them, rather. They don't make movies featuring themselves whipping out their cock and having a famous Hollywood celebrity. Because that's the only movie I've seen that happened in.
Yeah, I know, but I'm pretty sure, like, those Republicans probably have the more dirty, raunchy sex than.
Yeah, but that's behind closed doors. They don't, I'm sure they're not releasing these films to film festivals and theaters.
Yeah, but that's because they haven't figured out that you just call it art and then it's not dirty.
I suppose. Anyways, that whole political thing was just an awkward segue for me to bring up and play that clip and see how you would react.
Well, you should have said it differently then, because
you know,
I like Vincent Gallo. I think he's
just kind of creepy looking. But actually,
you know what? He kind of looks like our friend Neil.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get Neil on the show for Sunday. He just sent me an email earlier, so maybe we can do like an earlier during the day Sunday show.
You know what we should try and do? We should try and raise money so I can get $1 million so that I can have Gallo's child.
One of the Vincent Gallo has a website, vincentgallo.com, and there's merchandise on his merchandise section on his website, not like our merchandise section, which I've actually just added 2 shirts. But unlike ours, he has a variety of different things. One of the things he has under the miscellaneous category of his merchandise is his own sperm for sale. $500,000 if you want want it to be artificially inseminated. $1 million if you want it naturally inseminated. if you have $1 million, it's there. VincentGallo.com/merchandise. We don't have anything as good like that to offer on our store. Just two shirts right now.
Well, you have sperm.
Yeah, but...
You don't want to sell your sperm?
You know, I'm usually giving that stuff away for free.
Well, it stops now.
I'm just throwing
Stop
money away.
It's glue, Eric.
Throw it away. It's like money in the crumpled up Kleenex in the wastebasket.
Where is it? What?
It's just, it's not anywhere, right?
I'm like.
And don't go digging anywhere after the show because there's nothing to find. Nothing to find. Anyways, speaking of merchandise, I was saying that we now have two items for sale.
Can we get a t-shirt?
Yeah, I'm going to buy one for myself.
And what about me?
Yeah, there's a women's t-shirt there too.
Yeah, I want one.
It's not your fucking birthday this weekend. Yours is in April.
So you're going to just go in for yourself?
Happy birthday, Eric, from Eric.
I know, but that's not fair, though, because I want one.
April's not too far away. Ow, fuck.
I want. Just get
one. Okay, Christmas!
Yeah, we'll just get it now, and then we'll pretend, and then we'll say it's for Christmas.
Christmas
okay?
In September? All right, we'll see. They're actually good shirts. I made sure that the ones that we have are an actual style of t-shirt that one would actually wear. They're not the shitty... Fruit of the Loom kind of fit, but they're actually the more tailored American Apparel style fit.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah, so they actually fit well. The logo is nice and big. I make sure that it's dark color so it'll look good. Big and bright. Impress your fans. TipTapTip.com/store. Check it out. I'm going to a movie tomorrow, and I'm going to be going to see Hound 2. And on that, I found an interesting blog post from a site called Den of Geek. Called Why We Need Child-Free Cinemas, and I cannot agree more. If there was any cinemas in town that would offer a night where I could go in there and guarantee that there would be no person under the age of 25, that really? Way eliminate the...
I've never had any problems with children in the theater.
Really?
Yeah, not the
No crying kids?
No.
It's a problem, according to this guy. He says, during Iron Man, I witnessed the following. A young girl in front of me, no older than 8, nuzzling her head into her mom's shoulder throughout the entire film as she clearly didn't like the explosions, suggested sex, and threat of violence throughout. First of all, who the fuck are these parents taking
their
eight?
Yeah, exactly. I think instead of what he's saying, I think parents need to be smarter, and I think you should actually have to take a course to become a parent before you have kids.
Yeah. Behind me, a group of 6 to 12 year olds, accompanied by their mother, talking throughout the bulk of the film because they just can't keep up with the plot. 2 rows down, a young girl could be heard to say throughout the entire midsection of the movie, "It's scary. Oh, it's scary." Or, "I'm scared, mommy." Oh, why do you hate me, mommy? Why do you take me? No, I just added the part. A mother 2 rows behind me commented on the suggested sex within the first 15 minutes. "This is for kids. I can't believe they're showing this." No, it's not for kids. Do you not see the rating? Do you not see the rating?
What does it say? What's the rating?
I'm guessing it's probably like PG-13 or mature or something. It's Iron Man. Like, you know...
Because I honestly don't remember any sexual thing.
There's implied stuff.
Yeah, but nothing actually happened.
There's no tits and ass or anything like that.
I think it's better for kids to see sexual stuff than violence.
I do too.
I'd rather have people fucking than blowing shit up. Like, in real life.
Okay. This is for kids. I can't believe they're showing this. The fact that the film clearly isn't for kids was lost on her, and therein lies the problem. If the public are so incapable of being able to ascertain for themselves that Iron Man is going to contain violence, that Tony Stark is a womanizer, hence the possibility of sexual dalliances, and that the entire story of how Stark becomes Iron Man is not an entirely kid-friendly one, and therefore perhaps inappropriate for anyone under 12, then they have lost the right to choose what their children deserve to watch. I agree. I think that even if you didn't know much about Iron Man beforehand. The trailer gave a lot of that away. And anyways, if you're taking your under 12 to see it, isn't your responsibility to make sure that you know more about the damn film before doing so? Absolutely. Like, I think these...
Yeah, I just think people are stupid.
They're just, you know...
I don't think that...
They're too lazy to hire a babysitter. They take the kids.
Yeah. And... But I still don't think that... Like, I'm just sick of people making rules for everything. There's way too many fucking rules. I'm getting sick of the rules.
Rules? What kind of
so,
rules?
So... Like, no, just rules in general.
I'll tell you what.
I hate rules.
I'll make a promise to you right here. If I next time we're in a movie, any sort of disturbance from, say, anybody under the age of 12, you know, and where it's a clear... When we're in a movie that's clearly... Not, you know, not for, I guess, people of that age. I will say something.
You'll point it out, point them out to me?
Oh, yeah, I'll call their ass out. Either from, like, me just kind of yelling in the middle of the theater, shut the fuck up! To,
See, I think I don't know, maybe because when I go and see a movie, I get so into the movie that...
Yeah, you do.
I... Don't you, hear like, anything else.
Here's a screen. Here's your little cone of vision.
Yeah.
I'm sort of off to usually the right hand side.
Yeah.
And everyone else can just go fuck themselves.
Exactly.
Not me. I'm completely the opposite. Like, you know, I don't know if you've noticed this, but whenever I'm in the movie theater and I choose the seats, I have a very sort of specific, way of choosing seats. It's kind of similar to the way
that... I thought I was the one who picked him.
No, I'm saying whenever I choose the seats, there's a very specific way of choosing seats. It's actually similar to the rules of the urinals. Of how you choose the right urinal to pee in when there's multiple people and multiple urinals. How it works is this. I'm breaking it down in case you've never seen me do this. It's ideally... If possible, what you want to do is you want to have at least, at minimum, these two seats between you and the next group of people over. And no people in front of you on the two seats directly in front of you. No people directly in the back of you. That's my ideal seat. So, you know, so obviously sometimes this doesn't work in a more popular movie, but
yeah,
you get those seats, you create your buffer zone of no people.
Yeah, but then so you go and you pick these seats, and then all of a sudden more people show up,
and it pisses me off.
And they all sit all around you.
I know. And the worst part about this is this has happened to me a few times. Is I'm sitting in a theater and you know it's filling up. We've chosen our seats, and there's plenty of space for people to sit. They either sit right the fuck in front of me or right the fuck behind me. And
I don't care if they sit behind me.
I do. Because I know they're there and it just bothers me. Oh. You know, but once a movie starts, I kind of like, you know, I get into the movie, but still.
Yeah.
Just fucking between them and those grammar shitheads.
You know what I like to do? When the movie theater is really, like, not even that full... I like to be the person that goes up and sits right beside the person who's sitting all by themselves.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, just to piss them off. No. It's fun.
If that was you and we weren't together, I'd be so
pissed off at
you.
That's what I would do. I would sit like right... I wouldn't sit right in front of you because I don't think that's appropriate. But I would probably sit like right behind you.
I would go, who the fuck is this bitch? She is. You know,
Then throughout the whole movie, when there's really funny parts, I would laugh so loud, like right in your ear.
You do that anyways.
I know, yeah. Exactly.
Anyways, all right. So we're going to wrap this up, but my birthday.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
When you go to a place that you've been to many times before.
Like
a bar.
Yeah.
Or something. Do you always use... Like, do you prefer to always use the same urinal or the same bathroom?
No preference. It really sort of...
depends on who's in there, right?
It all depends upon that.
Because like, I find I have one bathroom that I like to use.
Well, really depends... Like, you know, really depends where you are. Like
one stall in a particular place. It's like I've made that my bathroom stall.
No, but like when you choose that, is that dependent upon any sort of rules? Like, you know, is it one closest to the wall, closest to the door, or is it just one that you sort of arbitrarily choose?
It's usually the one that is either the farthest away from the door or the one that's separate from the other ones.
Okay. Again, there's sort of rules. It's like,
yeah.
Again, you know, speaking weird, sort of strange rules. It's like when I'm riding public transit, I have what I call my, it's completely silly. What I like to call it is, you know, is choosing the seat, which is directly, either directly in front of the rear entrance, like, or directly behind it. Usually, I prefer the one directly in front of it because it has that plexi, and therefore, I'm really, if shit goes down, I'm really only fighting like a two front war, directly in front of me, directly inside of me. I have the plexiglass to my back, if and I can kick ass from two fronts, three fronts, not so easy.
Why do you think that you'd have to fight?
I'm just saying, you know, you know, this is public transit; things can happen. You know, it sounds kind of weird and paranoid, but
if it's so funny because when I used to
you always raid the back.
I always go directly to the back,
and
I know when I was taking the bus in Edmonton, there's this perfect seat in the back where you can actually prop your feet up on a bar, and then I can rest my head against the window and have a nice nap.
Not me.
Like the last thing I'm thinking about is fights.
No, I'm.
And if they do happen, I'm so far in the back of the bus, I will not be involved whatsoever.
Not me. I'm sitting there right in front of the door, ready for action. To my left, right in front of me, come on, it's on.
And I would probably sleep right through the fight
anyway. Yeah, that's right. Anyways, my birthday's coming up, and I actually found something. I don't know if this is going to work out, but there's such things as online karaoke. I was kind of thinking about that, hooking the laptop up to the TV. We don't have a microphone for people to sing through, but I figured it's only going to be
so... Can't we use that?
It's only going to be so loud anyways. People can just kind of belt it out.
What about the microphone, the other microphone that you have?
Yeah, the cord. I don't know how long that cord is, but anyways, people can kind of scream out their songs without a microphone. The TV's only going to be so loud, so...
Yeah.
So that's something I'm thinking about, yeah. And
drinking games.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It sounded like a good idea last week, but I kind of changed my mind.
That's always a good idea,
though. I kind of changed my mind. Let's just have drinking games, but for completely fun beverages like Kool-Aid and Snapple.
Yeah, let's have a pop and chips party.
We'll have a pop and chips party.
So awesome.
Get into our pajamas and watch the Jetsons. Oh. All right. We are done.
Making your good times even.
Right. So I'm going to quiz you. What's our voicemail number?
I don't know.
You've only heard me say it about a million times.
Yeah, but you say it so fast, and I'm kind of
dyslexic. Okay, I'll start at 206.
206.
What's the next three digits after that?
Oh, I thought I was just going to repeat what you're saying.
206.
I honestly don't know.
206-208-3918 is our voicemail line.
206-208-3918.
All right. What's our email address?
TipTapTip.com.
No, that's your website?
Well, I just say just go to the website and you can figure out all that other shit when you get there.
That's true. Where's our forums?
Just go to the website. You figure it out when you get there.
All right, that's a good answer. Go to the website. We have forums. We have store. We have all sorts of stuff. Anyways, my name is...
It's fun.
It's fun. Join our forums. Please. Please.
Don't beg.
Please.
Stop it.
Please. Stop. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle. Goodbye.
Bye.